here at 6:01 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop truck from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda, couldas, and never were's from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and for the next 2 hours, I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs. Yes, it's going to be all novelty tunes, mostly from the 60s. Can you stand it? Anyway, 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-WMFO. No, 9636. Anyway. Yeah, so it's going to be all novelty tunes. If you want to throw me up at rhythm, you can call. We'll be honoring requests till next week. So let's get on with it. These are the Desperate Hours.
She wanted to stay. 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more.
Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and I wonder what she's gonna do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and the poor little girl's turning blue.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny, yellow polka-dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny, yellow polka-dot bikini, so in the lottery she wanted to stay.
From the locker to the blanket, from the blanket to the shore, from the shore to the water,
guess there isn't any more.
Howdy, hi, this is Mike Murray from the Whole Lot of Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York. And you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time. Right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Fish, heads, fish, heads, roly-poly fish, heads, fish, heads, fish, heads, eat them up, yum. Fish, heads, fish, heads, roly-poly fish, heads, fish, heads, fish, heads, eat them up, yum.
In the morning, laughing happy fish heads, in the evening, floating in the soup.
Fish, heads, fish, heads, roly-poly fish.
Anything you want to, they won't answer, they can't talk.
Fish heads, fish heads, roly-poly fish heads, fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum.
I took a fish head out to see a movie, didn't have to pay to get it. Dancers.
They don't play drums.
Fish heads, fish heads, roly-poly fish heads, fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum.
Roly-poly fish heads are never seen drinking cappuccino at Italian restaurants with Oriental women.
Stock around here, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Baby. business. Ugly, her eyes gone bad. Take it from me, she's a better catch. If you wanna be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. So for my personal point of view, get an ugly girl to marry you.
This is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
So you think you see a pussycat you'd like to pet. You start to come on strong to see how far you'll get. You feed the pussycat that I'm a tiger lie. You don't know that you're messing with 99. You brag about your motorboat and Cadillacs, how you cheated by the million on your income tax. It isn't till they slap you with a great big fine that you know that you've been messing with 99. There's music on the hi-fi, then she dims the light. She fixes a martini that is out of sight. Your tongue begins to loosen cause you're all alone. But that ain't an olive, buddy, that's a microphone. Spy who wants to come in from the cold, and you've never been uncovered, you're so self-controlled. But when they find your body floating down the Rhine, that's a lesson, don't go messing with 99. You're the highest paid informer for a Balkan state. Your night off, you invite her for a dinner date. But when she freshens up, you'll end up unemployed. Cause that ain't a lipstick, buddy, that's a Polaroid. So listen, tigers, this is what it's all about. A pussycat will get you if you don't watch out. Though she may send shivers running up and down your spine, she is doing her caressing with a tiny Smith and Wesson, and that means that you've been messing with 99.
6:17 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO, in Memphis. Station wants you to know, if you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger don't cost very much to begin with anymore. And isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway? This is a public service message from all your green friends here at WMFO in Medford. You know, it ain't easy being green. Anyway. Yes. Now, those of you who are on the Desperate Hours event page, yes, you can now post. Let me tell you about playing this first set. Backing me up for the last time, this month's backing track, Liverpool by the Mustang. And it's from the LP, Plays the Beatles Songbook. Came courtesy of this episode's co-producer, Joe Lacey. So I got to think of something else to back me up next month. Before that, you just heard Barbara Feldon in 99, a track originally released on RCA Victor in 1966. Jimmy Soul, If You Want to Be Happy for the Rest of Your Life, released in 1963 on SPQR. Barnes & Barnes going out to Mike Murray, who played this very song 2 weeks ago on Whole Lot of Shakin'. Fishheads, track originally released on the Lumania label in 1979. I got off the very best of Dr. Demento. Came out in 2001 on Rhino. Brian Hyland before that. And Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. 1960 on Cap. And we kicked it off with Mamie Van Doren and June Wilkinson. And Bikini With No Top on Top. On the Top. Came out on Jubilee in 1964. Anyway. This week it's all novelty tunes, mostly from the 60s, maybe a few before and a few after, like the 70s or the 50s. So I hope you're going to dig it, because you got about another hour and 40 minutes of this. These are the Desperate Hours.
Tonight, George stood up and told his men keep rowing, please don't stop. These boats are only rented and we've got till 6 o'clock. It's against the rules, we can't go rowing after dark. We've got to get these rowboats back to good old Central Park.
Baba Jinu Reed, hey Tenganaba. Baba Jinu Reed, the Tengamodan.
Coming home tonight.
Oh, Martha, Martha,
there'll be no twisting tonight. On the day of glory, that's what Georgie told is true. Some make out the story, but to those of you who do, just ask Joseph the barber while he trims and cuts your hair. He'll tell you just what Georgie said when he crossed the Delaware.
Baba Jinu Reed.
Hi folks,
hey, George,
I'm Joe Lacy. I'm an illustrator, and I draw fun and wacky characters for toys and books. But no matter how hard I try, I can't come up with a character more fun or more wacky than Alex on the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO. Medford, Massachusetts.
Well, Squirrely, this is Shirley.
squirrely. Girl, you know I'm strictly legal on the air. And I just gotta see you when the sun goes down. So don't you try to give me no CV runaround. Come on, Shirley, talk to Squirrely. I can't wait to eyeball you around.
On your meter, skater.
I'll never tell!
Breaker, breaker!
Come on, breaker!
I'm looking for a westbound.
You got a southbound.
But good buddy, I wanted a westbound.
Well, I guess it's just gonna be one of them days.
Hey, Shirley. This is Squirrely. Do you dig what I say? Gonna take you dancing everywhere. And I'm gone.
Breaker, breaker.
Come on now, breaker.
Do you know where I can find Eucalyptus Street?
Let's see now. Eucalyptus. Can you spell that for me, please?
Eucalyptus. I'll forget it. I'll just get the directions to Oak Street. If you don't mind.
USA and manufactured in Japan. Does
Okay, it's 6:32 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. I got the heebie-jeebies loosened up a little bit. Shook them off. Just heard Bent Bolton and Nuts, which is actually Teddy Randazzo and some studio guys. Mechanical Man, 1966 on MGM. Before that, Shirley and Squirrely from Joe going to Darlene. Hey, Shirley, this is Squirrely. And that was generously provided by Joe. It was originally released on the GRT label in 1976. With that, the Royal Guardsman did Return of the Red Baron. Came out in 1967 on Laurie. And then we kicked off the set. I meant to start with something else and play Lou Monte. What did Washington say when he crossed the Delaware? B-side to Peppino, the Italian Mouse. Came out in 1962 on Reprise. But I'm going to open the next set with the song I intended to play. Anyway, if you're on Facebook, and admit it, you are, go over to Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page. Facebook page. And like it. Throw me a bone. All I do is, once in a while, I post other stuff, musical-related stuff. But usually I just keep it to show notices and archives and playlists and all that. I really appreciate it if you did. This is the first show of the fall season, 2019. So I hope you're digging it. There's a lot of fun to put together. And I think there will be another one probably either first week of December, first week of January, after one of the holidays. Anyway, let's get back into it. I got a lot of music to play. These are the Desperate Hours.
JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
Dear son, you ask my reaction to long hair or beards on young people. Some great men have worn long hair and beards. George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. If to you long hair or a beard is a symbol of independence, if you believe in your heart that the principles of this country, our heritage, is worthy of this display of pride that all men shall remain free, that free men at all times will not inflict their personal limitations of achievement on others, to demand your own rights as well as the rights of others and be willing to fight for this right, you have my blessing. You ask that I not judge you merely as a teenager, to judge you on your own personal habits, abilities, and goals. This is a fair request, and I promise I will not judge any person only as a teenager. If you will constantly remind yourself that some of my generation judges people by their race, their belief, or the color of their skin, and that this is no more right than saying all teenagers are drunken dope addicts or glue sniffers. If you will judge every human being on his own individual potential, I will do the same. You ask me if God is dead. This is a question each individual must answer within himself. With a warm summer day, with all its brightness, all its sound, all its exhilarating breathiness, just happen? God is love. Remember that God is a guide and not a stormtrooper. Realize that many of the past and present generation, because of a well-intentioned but unjustifiable misconception, have attempted to legislate morality. This created part of the basis for your generation's need to rebel against our society. With this knowledge, perhaps your children will never ask, is God dead? I sometimes think much of mankind is attempting to work him to death. You ask my opinion of draft card burners. I would answer this way. All past wars have been dirty, unfair, immoral, bloody, and second-guessed. However, history has shown most of them necessary. If you doubt that our free enterprise system in the United States is worth protecting, if you doubt the principles upon which this country was founded, that we remain free to choose our religion, our individual endeavors, our method of government, if you doubt that each free individual in this great country should reap rewards commensurate only with his own efforts, then it's doubtful you belong here. If you doubt that people to govern us should be selected by their desire to allow us to strive for any goal we feel capable of attaining, then it's doubtful you should participate in their selection. If you are not grateful to a country that gave your father the opportunity to work for his family, to give you the things you've had, and you do not feel pride enough to fight for your right to continue in this manner, then I assume the blame for your failure to recognize the true value of our birthright. Now, I would remind you that your mother will love you no matter what you do, because she is a woman. And I love you too, son. But I also love our country and the principles for which we stand. And if you decide to burn your draft card, then burn your birth certificate at the same time. From that moment on, I have no son.
Chase the girl away. Once he was my home. cooking chicks, standing in the aisle. The gas went wild, the chicks slid out, the whole place went wild. The Beatle is a little bitty cool bug, a little bitty cool little fool bug. Well, how kind of funny, and he makes a lot of money. The Beatle, I wanna be good. The Beatle, I wanna be. Like Southern USA. The Beatle is a little bitty cool bug, a little bitty cool Liverpool bug. With how kind of funny, and he makes a lot of money. The Beatle, I wanna be. The Beatle, I wanna be. Na 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 na. But what about radio and TV? The Beatle is a little bitty cool bug, a little bitty cool Liverpool bug. Well, that's kind of funny, and he makes a lot of money. The Beatle, I wanna be cool. The Beatle, I wanna be. Na 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 cool. Na 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 cool. Look at that hair, ain't that funny? How come them cats are making so much money? The Beatle invaded from the British Isles, cause we couldn't see the whites of his eyes. The Beatle is a little bitty cool bug, a little bitty cool Liverpool bug. Well, that's kind of funny, and he makes a lot of money. The Beatle, I wanna be good. The Beatle, I wanna be. Na 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 ooh. Na 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 ooh. Remember what happened when the Elvis came? One little wiggle and the whole world changed. So mamas and papas, lend me your ear. Lock up the daughter, cause the Beatle is here. The Beatle is a little bitty cool bug, a little bitty cool Liverpool bug. With how kind of funny, and he makes a lot of money. The Beatle, I wanna be cool. The Beatle, I wanna be. Na 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 ooh. Na 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 ooh. Where'd you get that haircut, man? Is that one of them now pudding basins? Looks kinda like a bowl put over your head. Pudding basin.
All right, at 6:46 Eastern Time, these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Just heard Sonny Curtis and A Beatle I Wanna Be. Came out in 1964 in Dimension. Before that, Donna Lynn did My Boyfriend Got a Beatle Haircut. Came out in 1964 in Capitol. And then that one, it lasts a little longer than I had planned. I wasn't really thinking. Victor Lundberg in An Open Letter to My Teenage Son. Came out in 1967 on Liberty. Got a bunch of similar ones. And we kicked off the set with Jim Nabors, 1965. And Hot Dog Heart. Anyway, tonight is all novelty tunes. Mostly from the 60s, a few in the 70s. I didn't put any mashups in there. No Dickie Goodman mashups. Say so probably we'll have another one of these later in the season. This is the first show of the fall 2019 season, the Desperate Hours on WMFO. Hey, you know, I got some t-shirts left. I have one double XL in the men's, but I have a couple each, medium and large lady sizes. All you got to do is over the Desperate Hours on WMFO website. Facebook page, and it'll give you instructions on how to order. And the portion of the proceeds go to benefit WMFO, so you can check it out. Anyway, this next set is going to take us past the point of no return, aka the halfway point in the show. This is the Desperate Hours All Novelty Song Special.
The battle hymn of the children.
Hi, this is Robbie White from Silver Spring, Maryland, and I love listening to Alex and the Desperate Hours, because then I can steal all the great songs that he plays and play them on my own radio show. Thank you, Alex.
Share your homework there, my man Fats.
Mary had a little lamb. His skin was white as snow.
teddy bear.
Elvis, you're still king. Cozy, cozy, no use rushing. Knock out your homework on that old concussion.
Mary, part two.
Man, this class is saying something. Get out, everybody. Cut the session through. I'm strolling down to the kindergarten to check what the little cats can do. You ready, Ricky?
I'm on.
Frankie? Fabian? Fabian? Fabian!
I'm on.
Class dismissed.
Are my methods unsound? Сбидни вам все фотис, но не ах, я моров, как в име, хуях, засыдно, слажних, я дуру, что я... I don't see any method at all.
Put your hands in the air,
Simple Simon.
sense of humor.
Try again, I get funnier.
Look, I don't know what the hell your point is, but I don't...
The point is of no return, and you've reached it.
In the valley of the Jolly...